Welcome to Tech Pulse, where we bring you the biggest stories in tech that are shaping the business world today. Let's start with OpenAI, where a code red has been declared to supercharge ChatGPT's capabilities.
OpenAI is in the midst of a high-pressure sprint to enhance ChatGPT. CEO Sam Altman issued a code red, urging his team to push the boundaries of the AI's performance. This urgency comes as competition in AI intensifies, with rivals like Google DeepMind and Anthropic making significant strides. The stakes are high. ChatGPT is central to OpenAI's strategy, serving as both a flagship product and a testbed for future innovations. The company is reportedly reevaluating its algorithms and investing heavily in infrastructure upgrades to maintain its competitive edge.
What does this mean for OpenAI's position in the AI landscape, and how might it impact their market strategy moving forward?
OpenAI's aggressive push to enhance ChatGPT underscores its commitment to retaining leadership in conversational AI. This move could set new standards in user experience and functionality, potentially opening new market segments and increasing adoption. However, executing under such pressure could also lead to strategic missteps if not managed carefully.
Now, let's shift to the broader market landscape. There's a growing buzz around startups reaching the elusive $100 billion valuation. What's the current outlook on this trend?
The tech industry is eagerly watching the race for the first $100 billion valuation startup to go public. Current market conditions are a mix of enthusiastic investor sentiment and cautious optimism. Companies like SpaceX and Stripe are often mentioned as potential candidates. However, achieving and sustaining such a valuation requires not just innovative products, but robust revenue growth and market expansion strategies. The economic climate, including interest rates and market volatility, will play critical roles in determining the timing and success of these potential IPOs.
It's fascinating how market dynamics can influence such monumental business decisions. Next, let's talk about Amazon's recent enhancements to its AI services. What are the new features, and how might they affect Amazon's position in the AI space?
Amazon has introduced new customization features for its Bedrock and SageMaker AI services. These updates allow businesses to tailor AI solutions more closely to their specific needs, enhancing the flexibility and applicability of Amazon's AI offerings. This move is part of Amazon's broader strategy to solidify its presence in the AI market, competing with giants like Google and Microsoft by offering more adaptable and user-friendly tools.
As Amazon strengthens its AI portfolio, let's touch on another industry shakeup, the Netflix and Warner Brothers deal. How might this reshape the entertainment landscape?
The Netflix-Warner Brothers deal is poised to significantly alter Hollywood's dynamics. By combining resources, the two companies could lead to more diverse and innovative content offerings, potentially shifting audience preferences and engagement. This partnership could also trigger a wave of strategic alliances as studios seek to compete in the increasingly digital and interconnected media environment.
Interesting times for content creation indeed. Moving on to a quick update from Apple, their semiconductor chief, Johnny Srouji, might be contemplating a departure. What implications could this have for Apple?
Johnny Srouji's potential departure could significantly impact Apple's semiconductor strategy. As a key figure behind Apple's custom silicon success, his exit might slow innovation or shift strategic priorities, affecting Apple's competitive edge in hardware performance and efficiency.
Finally, let's wrap up with a few quick hits from around the tech world. Here's what's happening.
Creator iShowSpeed is facing a lawsuit for allegedly assaulting a humanoid robot, raising questions about the ethical treatment of AI entities. Meanwhile, there's a discussion about the fairness of weight loss drugs in sports, sparked by Serena Williams's recent comments. And in the startup scene, the concept of refounding is gaining traction as companies seek to adapt to shifting market conditions.
That's all for today. Keep an eye on these evolving stories and their potential impacts on the tech industry. Join us next time on Tech Pulse for more insights and analysis. Until then, stay ahead of the curve.